As I said at the beginning of the Mass, our readings today, they invite us to reflect on the virtue of obedience. And when you talk about obedience, sometimes it's a word that makes us feel a little bit uneasy. Because obedience implies listening sometimes to the other person. It implies taking orders, taking instructions from the other person. It means in one way or the other, we are dependent on the other person. We are at the mercy of the other person. So it's kind of more fun maybe to be on the other side, kind of giving orders, being in charge, being in authority, rather than being obedient. But the kind of obedience that God is inviting us to today is very different. And the image that I want us to have, I think it will help a little bit, is the image of grandparents. Or maybe parents, I don't know about parents, but more of grandparents. That's what I kind of connect with. And I say so because I have talked with a lot of our grandparents in our communities, and my parents too, their grandparents. And there is a special thing about grandparents. I know at least with the case of my parents too. They have a special kind of sense of disposition, of openness, of flexibility when it comes to helping out with the grandchildren. And again, I say so because of my mom. Whenever we plan something and maybe my sister calls asking for help with her kid, be assured that things or plans will change. That will take priority. She will always listen, always obey when it's something that has to do with the grandchildren. She will give them priority. She'll be there with them. And for the rest of us, we might have to kind of change our plans to adapt to that. And I know, too, chatting with some of the grandparents that we have both here and St. Clement's, there is always that sense of special disposition, flexibility, openness of reaching out, listening, obeying in a manner that others will have a better time. Today, Jesus is reminding us that obedience is one of those very important virtues for us as his followers. He's actually telling us that obedience is a non-negotiable when it comes to discipleship. We have to be obedient. He was obedient to the extent of dying on the cross. He was obedient, listening to everything that God the Father was asking of him. And he's the perfect example that we need to follow. Obedience is a non-negotiable. But when we talk about obedience in the sense of our faith, in the sense of our lives as disciples, what are we really talking about? Listening to Jesus, actually the second reading, St. Paul, when we talk about obedience, we are talking about listening with the ears of our heart. It means that we listen to to the voice of God in our heart. It means that we recognize that we are bound to one another. We are responsible to care for one another. Our sense of obedience has to be relational. That's what Jesus showed us. That was the nature of obedience between Jesus and God the Father. It was relational. Recognizing we are bound to each other, knowing that we are responsible to care for each other. What does that mean in our day-to-day lives, within our families, within our places of works, within our community at large? Being obedient means being open, being ready to put aside our own preferences and listen and do what God is asking of us. It means saying, you know what? I will not mind about maybe the football game today. I'll have some time to pray with my family. That's what God is inviting me to do. It means I will probably not go for shopping today. I will reach out to someone who is in need within our city of Sheboygan. That is what God is asking of me today. Going beyond our personal preferences and responding to the call that God is extending to each one of us on a day-to-day basis. The climax of obedience in our lives is when we give ourselves as a gift so that those who are around us may be better off. That's what Jesus did for each one of us. In our second reading, we hear that he emptied himself. He obeyed God to the extent that he gave of himself so that we can have life in its fullness, so that we can have salvation, which is the goal for each one of us as disciples. So with obedience, there is always that element of giving of ourselves as a gift, so that those who are around us, they may always have it better. So my brothers and sisters, it is my prayer today that we may always be open to the voice of God in our hearts. We may always be ready and courageous to say, I'll put my preferences aside. I will listen to the voice of God and I will do what God is asking of me. Obedience is our call as followers of Christ.